A hearing will take place on Beacon Hill this morning regarding a bill focused on a four-day work week. And joining us this morning with a preview is the bill's sponsor, Representative Josh Cutler. Representative, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Dan. It's great to be on. Thank you so much. So, you know, we're going to have a hearing this morning on our four-day work week bill. And if you think about it, the American worker hasn't had a meaningful change in our work hours in about 80 years since the 40-hour work week first really went into effect. And COVID, if it's taught us anything, it's taught us to kind of re-examine, reimagine the role of work and the nature of work. And so we filed a pilot program bill to have a four-day work week pilot program so we can study this issue and see all the benefits. You know, we've seen what's happened in other jurisdictions and some other countries that have looked at this, and it's been very popular and had a lot of benefits for the employees, but also for the businesses. And so we're going to be hopefully passing this bill and taking a look at that here in Massachusetts.
Now, how many businesses would be participating in this pilot program?
So we've left that open-ended. This would be run by the Executive Office of Labor and Workforce Development, and businesses could apply to participate in the program. It'd be about a two-year program, and we'd collect a lot of data and hopefully learn a lot more about some of the benefits and different issues that might arise with a transition to a four-day work week.
And as you said, this is a pilot program, so this would not create the four-day work week right away.
No, I understand whether that's good or bad, depending on your point of view. This is just a pilot program. It's an initial step. You know, we thought that was an important to kind of get more data and see how this could work here in Massachusetts. There's been some studies done in other countries, in the United Kingdom and in Europe, and it's been very widely and well-received. But we wanted to do a little more work on it and study it here in depth here in Massachusetts before making any kind of decisions.
And is there a lot of geographic diversity in terms of the businesses that are taking place in this? Like, it's not all Boston area per se, right?
Absolutely. No, Dan, you hit the nail on the head. So one of the things we put in the bill is that we would require the executive office to have a diverse group of employers, both in terms of geographic distribution, size, types of business, including diverse kinds of businesses. So we wanted to make sure we have a wide variety of different kinds of businesses, not just, white collar jobs in Boston. So
also just kind of a little bit, if you don't mind, walking us through the technical aspects of it. The hearing is today. Where does it go from there?
Yeah, so we're having a hearing before the Labor and Workforce Development Committee today, this morning at 10:30 at the State House. It's a virtual hearing, so people can testify in person or actually do it remotely if they want as well. And then after that, the committee, which I actually happen to be the chairman of the committee, the House chair of the committee will meet and make a decision about, moving the bill forward and if there's any changes we want to see to the bill. And then it would, continue through the many steps of the legislative process. As you know, I was listening just a moment ago when Governor Healey was talking about her HERO bill, which is fantastic legislation. And, as with any piece of legislation, there's a lot of steps in the process. And this is an important one today.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. Have a great day.
Thank you as well.